Hallelujah, Father God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, fill us with your creativity so that we may be empowered to bear the fruits of your mission by you working in us to will and to do according to your pleasure, your will, endowing us with the wisdom to produce and share what each one needs to grow and flourish. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Our readings this morning is Psalm 105, verses
19.
16 to 19.
When he summoned a famine on the land and broke all supply of bread, he had sent a man ahead of him, of them Joseph, who was sold as a slave. His feet were hurt with fetters, his neck was put in a collar of iron, until what he had said came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him.
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful. Yeah, you know that each one has got a place. God knows exactly what's going to happen. And what we see here is God knew the famine was coming, and he sent a man, and that man was Joseph, ahead. And Joseph was prepared. You know, he had glimpses of the goodness of God in the dream that he had, and where his brothers would bow down to him. But then what he didn't know is what he's going to have to go through to bring that picture to fulfillment. And so with each and every one, we're fearfully made, wonderfully been put together by God, even in our mother's womb. And the purpose of our life has been laid out there. And we just need to understand whatever we are going through, just as it was with Joseph, so it is with it was with Jesus, and so it is with us. You are being developed. Everything you're going through is to prepare you to bear the fruits of the mission of God for your life. And so it's wonderful, you know, when you've got these wonderful dreams, you share it, but even better to understand that there's going to be some shaping and molding and time in the fire to bake you. It's all everything God has got in store for you will take character. It will take the fruits of the Spirit, and so you need to understand that, and you need to look at everything differently from this day forth. That you've come from the Most High God to represent the Most High God, and therefore, keep looking to them, and remembering that in them you live and move and have your being. We can't be any closer to God. He is all over, but it's bringing him into the picture, running to him, listening to him, and then stirring up that, as you listen to him, as you pray, stirring up the gift within you so that you can be the person God made you to be, to bring about his kingdom, yeah, to stand for the things that are right. So be blessed. Know that you are here, and you're here for this season to be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land.
Thank you, Lord, for helping us to endure and to wait for the promises that you give us. As Joseph was tested before the word, the promise came to pass, Lord, just help us to endure in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.